name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. We have a couple of unique architectural features here in this church. One is if you go out this side door as you're receiving communion, you go out around there, you see a stained glass window to St. John Chrysostom, the golden-tongued preacher. I actually only know of one other church that has a stained glass window to St. John Chrysostom. The other is in this room, actually, and it's back here in this corner. If you take a look, that stained glass window is Christ and the Rich Young Ruler. It's actually based off of the story that we heard today in the gospel lesson. I do not know of another church that has this story depicted in it. And it's interesting because it's one of the most uncomfortable events in the Gospels. Because Jesus tells this man, he wants to know, what do I have to do to receive eternal life? And Jesus tells him, you have to give up everything. You have to give up everything. And honestly, I don't think that's a story or a lesson that many of us want to hear or have to deal with. There was a pastor and poet named Wilbur Rees. He wrote a poem I'm going to share with you all. He said, I would like $3 worth of God, please. Not enough to explode my soul or disturb my sleep, but just enough to equal a cup of warm milk or a snooze in the sunshine. I don't want enough of God to make me love a black man or pick beets with a migrant. I want ecstasy, not transformation. I want the warmth of the womb, not rebirth. I want a pound of the eternal and put it in a paper sack. I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please. I think a lot of us, myself included, have spent a lot of time wanting to buy $3 worth of God. Just enough God in our lives that we're able to feel warm and fuzzy. Just enough God in our lives to give us some degree of security that when we don't think too hard, we know everything's going to be just sunshine and roses in the world to come. Just enough God to make us feel like we're loved, but not enough God to make us love. Not enough God to actually make us change our lives, do things differently. Not enough love to go out and invite people to church. Not enough love to go out and actually have to do the dirty work of the gospel. We want just enough to make us feel good inside, but not enough to make the world good too. I think that's an uncomfortable reality for all of us. We want enough God that our souls don't explode and that our lives are not transformed. We don't want to have to do that because that's uncomfortable. That's not what we're after. So many of us, so many times in our lives, we're only really after that comfort, that superficial comfort that comes from vague belief and a vague understanding of who God is, who Jesus is. Not the depth that we really mine into, where we can truly become transformed through that ecstasy of experiencing that relationship. You know, I've only been present for the birth of two children, my children, but I have never heard a story of a child being born into this world and going, oh, this is great. Happy sunshine and smiles. What happens when they're born? They're unhappy. They've gone from 98.6 degrees to, well, this, right? This is what a hospital feels like half the time. That's uncomfortable. We should be uncomfortable too when we leave this place, go out into the world. Because it's cold, because it's unfriendly, we are called to be people to help take the chill off of the cold hearts of this world so that we can all experience a little bit of the warmth of God. That's difficult, it's unpleasant, and it makes us uncomfortable. Jesus is really good about making us all uncomfortable. I think that's his favorite thing to do. I truly do believe that. Because it's not until we are uncomfortable, until we lose sleep over the state of the world, over the fate of the souls, and not just of ourselves and our family and our friends, We should be losing sleep over the lost and over the conditions of this world. We really should be. It should keep you up at night that not everybody knows that they're loved by their Creator. That's uncomfortable too, because I like my warm bed. I don't like to have to worry about other people. I worry enough about myself, right? My brothers and sisters, I truly hope that we are all geared towards trying to achieve that, where we do want our souls to explode in ecstasy and transformation for this relationship with God, for this new birth, for this new experience, so that we can make this world, as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, what is it? What do we pray? Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Let's give ourselves entirely over, all that we have, all that we can give to this mission. I pray that that's what we're going to be geared toward, and resist the temptation to want $3 worth of God. Amen.